From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A lone gunman identified as 64-year-old retired accountant Stephen Paddock is being blamed for the worst mass shooting in American history. Late Sunday, Paddock opened fire from a high-rise hotel room on a country music festival in Las Vegas. At last report, 59 people were killed and more than 500 others wounded. Paddock, who had no previous criminal record, killed himself. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation on Monday.
It was an act of pure evil.
Mr. Trump said the nation is grieving for the victims and their families.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period.
The president is scheduled to visit Las Vegas on Wednesday. A motive for Sunday's attack remains a mystery. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said such an act is hard to prevent.
This is an individual who was described as a lone wolf. I don't know how it could have been prevented if we didn't have any prior knowledge to this individual.
Although the Islamic State has claimed responsibility, law enforcement officials said at this point there is no connection with an international terrorist group. In Cameroon, the rights group Amnesty International said at least 17 people have been killed in clashes between Anglophone protesters calling for independence and security forces. The clashes erupted Sunday on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the Anglophone Southwest with the rest of the French-speaking African country. Protesters said they feel they've been marginalized by the government. This is VOA News. The White House Monday again rejected talks with North Korea.
There's a difference between talking and putting diplomatic pressure. We still strongly support putting diplomatic pressure on North Korea, which we're continuing to do. But now is not the time simply to have conversations with North Korea. We've encouraged all of our allies and partners to do more, and we're going to continue to keep all options on the table when it comes to that.
That statement by spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It comes after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said last week that the U.S. was communicating with Pyongyang through diplomatic channels on its missile and nuclear programs. The Bangladeshi foreign minister Monday said he and his Myanmar counterpart have agreed to set up a working group to plan the repatriation of more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled a security crackdown in Rakhine State.
Myanmar Rohingya Sharanarthider ফিরিয়ে নেওয়ার প্রস্তাব করেছে। প্রত্যাবাসন প্রক্রিয়ার সার্বিক তত্ত্বাবধানের জন্য দুই পক্ষ একটি জয়েন্ট ওয়ার্কিং গ্রুপ গঠনের প্রস্তাবে সম্মত হয়েছে। আমরা উভয়ই সম্মত।
Foreign Minister A.H. Mahmoud Ali said Myanmar, also known as Burma, has made proposals for taking back the refugees and that the working group will monitor the repatriation process. In Rakhine, the government escorted diplomats and senior UN officials to get a first-hand assessment of the humanitarian situation on the ground. Myanmar has blocked access to aid workers and the media. President Donald Trump travels to Puerto Rico today to survey the damage caused last month by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Power to most of the Caribbean U.S. territory remains out, and shortages of drinking water persist.
We are going to be seeing all of the first responders, the military, FEMA, and frankly, most importantly, we're going to be seeing the people of Puerto Rico. It's been amazing what's been done in a very short period of time on Puerto Rico. There's never been a piece of land that we've known that was so devastated. The bridges are down. The telecommunications was non-existent, and it's in very, very bad shape. The electrical grid, as you know, was totally destroyed.
Thousands of federal disaster relief and military personnel are on the island helping in recovery efforts. And three American geneticists, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Robosh, and Michael Young, were awarded the 1.1 2007 Nobel Prize in Medicine Monday for their work on the internal biological clock that governs sleep and wake cycles.
We owe a lot. All three of the awardees owe a lot to how the fundamental factors and phenomena were established by many, many investigators going back more than 100 years.
In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.